Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the August 26th meeting of the Portland City Council. Would you please call the roll?
Here.
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Hales?
Here. Good morning, everyone. We have five citizens signed up for communications. We'll take those first. And then we have our regular council calendar this morning. I have two requests to take things off of the consent calendar. Are there any other requests to remove items from the consent calendar besides 883 and 884? Okay, so we'll see if there are any others before we vote, but those are the two I have now. So, excuse me. Welcome, everyone. We have, again, five citizens signed up first for public communications. We'll take them in turn. They get 3 minutes each. We then have the regular agenda in front of us. If you're here to speak on one of those regular agenda items, just sign up on the sign-up sheet, and Sue will call you when we get to those. We typically allow 3 minutes per person if the calendar is not crowded, and that looks like the situation today. So if you're here to speak on one of those items, you need only give your name, unless you're a registered lobbyist, in which case you need to disclose that because it's required under the city's code. We typically maintain decorum. In fact, we try really hard to maintain decorum in this council chamber. So if you agree with someone and want to indicate that, please don't applaud or shout, but give them a thumbs up or a wave of the hand. And likewise, if you feel compelled to object to somebody else's point of view, give them a thumbs down or some other polite hand gesture. But we ask that we not make vocal demonstrations in favor or against our fellow citizens' points of view in this room so they can all be heard. And with that, thank you for coming, and let's take item 872.
872, request of Colonel Moses Rosen to address council regarding the state of the city.
Good morning.
Good morning, commissioners.
Welcome.
I was here speaking to you a year ago in March, and I didn't know what I was going to say when I sat down, and I ended up giving you all quite a tongue-licking. That's not my intention today. I still don't exactly know what to say. I've spent a lot of time thinking about it, but I signed up to talk on the state of the city so that I could speak about pretty much anything I wanted to. That was after my friend Jose hosted a sleepover in front of City Hall because the police were doing more sweeps on the homeless. I'm sure you're familiar with the situation. But I would have to say that the state of the city is peril, somewhat like our global situation. We're up against some limitations. There's been some talk about climate action. It's a little too late for that. We need to take more aggressive action than having a 2030 plan, because 2030 is still 15 years away. And I don't know if you all drive cars around town, but you can tell the traffic's changed quite a bit around here in the last few years. There's a lot of lights you have to wait three or four times to get through. And I don't know where I want to go with this. I know that blankets are still illegal, and that breaks my heart. You know, when I set up that prayer vigil, my intention in that and what I wanted from all of that was a change in the wording of the ordinance or the code that says that blankets are illegal. That doesn't mean you have to spend any money on programs. Doesn't mean you have to change any of your behavior. But it's a moral imperative that you make things like food, water, and sleep accessible to all citizens despite their economic condition. So winter's coming, and people will be freezing again, being forced to use illegal blankets to keep themselves warm. All you have to do is change the wording of the statute, but that seems to be rather impossible. Anyway, the city is in peril. The homeless people can't seem to get a break. It's been years of action and testifying. You're going to give $200,000 later on to Home Forward. And they may be an all right program, but at the same time, it's still giving money to landowners. It's not changing people's situation. It's just putting it off for another little while. It's $200,000 misspent, in my opinion. Anyway, you could take action. There's a bunch of people here about bikes and the 2030 plan. They got a lot of good ideas. You want to restore the faith of this community in y'all? Make a move. Take a chance. I know you got into this business to make a difference. I know you're real people, that you have feelings, that you're not hard-hearted and illogical. Although that's the way it sure seems sometimes, because I don't know what to say. I'm done talking. I'm over my time, so.
Thank you very much. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Okay.
873. Item 873, a request of Aaron A. to address council regarding homeless issues.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name's Aaron. Most right to drink too.
Why don't you have a seat? We can hear you better if you're closer to that mic. Thanks.
All right. Mine's not a long speech or anything. It's a short one. I came to RTD2 in mid-December 2011, not knowing what to expect. There was four of us wanted a place to sleep that night. They let us all four in that night. As I remember, it was very cold and rainy. So I decided to become a member and give a helping hand. There has been many changes since that first night. They also give clothes, food, hygiene products, if they have them. They also have given referrals, plus give domestic violence victims a safe place to stay so they can get their heads straight. A person also can learn many skills there at RTD2. They all learn how to do security, where you can excel or not. You can also learn public speaking, such as I'm doing now, consulting, computer work, and a few others I'm not really familiar with. Then back to the streets. Out there on the streets, I notice you guys have a lot of mental health issues, problems. Places like RTD2 will give these people a place to stay safe at night for up to 12 hours. I just also think you guys need to do something with all these mental people and keep more RTD2s going on. That's my speech.
Right. Thank you very much. Thank you for coming. Okay. 874.
874, a request of Mike Summers to address council regarding homeless issues.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Mike Summers, for the record. I stay at Right to Dream 2 myself on Porth and Burnside. The line between housing and the housed and houseless is very thin. Many people in Portland are on the razor's edge of housing stability. If they lose their job, unexpected medical bills, or death in the family, these and many more things will result in losing housing. The city is expected to grow at least 250,000 more people in the next 20 years. How will we provide for those people? And if we are not able to provide enough affordable housing for Portlanders now. Although the city has the power to change this story with development happening citywide. Right to Survive strongly supports all the anti-displacement measures that are added to the comprehensive plan by the Planning and Sustainability Commission. As part of an anti-displacement PDX, we worked with your staff and Planning Sustainability Commission to add 13 new proposals and strengthen 15 more. It is imperative that the City Council keep each and every one of these policies in the final comp plan. An important new anti-displacement measure in the comprehensive plan is for the city to provide protections for renters in order to prevent them from being displaced from the housing and to ensure that they have a safe, healthy place to call home. And we believe we believe, to live up to this commitment, City Council can address the growing problem of no-cause evictions happening around Portland. Even though that's not a specific part of the comp plan, we believe that something can be done in that area now so that the city can have another tool in their, you know, anti-displacement toolbox. A critical policy was added to the comp plan, says that the city must adequately involve communities that could be adversely affected by planning and development decisions. This means that the houseless community will have a stronger voice guiding how our city grows and develops with equity and inclusion is our ultimate goal. As part of a strong and growing group of 30 LA organizations, we are counting on City Council to keep all these important anti-displacement measures in the final comp plan. Right to Survive will continue to track the comp plan, working with broad base of community allies. We will look forward to seeing you again as public discussion opens up about the comp plan. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks. Okay, item 875, please.
875, request of Jerry Chandler to address council regarding houseless issues.
Chandler, you're here? All right, we'll have to give him another day. And then 876.
876, request of Sarah Carlstrom to address council regarding homeless issues.
Ms. Carlstrom, you
here? Is she here?
Okay, same there then. All right, then let's move on to the consent calendar. Again, we have these two items that have been requested to pull, 883, 884. Any others? Then let's take a vote, please, on the balance of the consent calendar.
Mayor, who pulled 883?
It was actually requested by the city attorney to carry it over to next week.
Okay.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye.
Okay. Time certain? Almost.